You're listening to The Sports Moment.
March 8th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
March Madness, it's going at the high school level anyway, and we are at section championship night in a couple of girls' basketball sections in our area. Had a section title decided last night, too, over in Detroit Lakes, where the Alexandria Cardinals successfully defended their section 8-3-A title by beating the Fergus Falls Otters 73-29. That makes three wins for the Cardinals over the Otters this year. The Otters had a great season. They improved from a 7-win season a year ago to win 19 games this year. They finished 19-10. But Alexandria is a team that has the material, I think, to be a state champion. It will be interesting to watch them compete next week in that state Class 3A tournament. Congratulations to Wendy Kohler, who has reached 700 career wins in her high school coaching career, and that is pretty outstanding. Well, tonight, the two girls' championship games that we are focusing on include Underwood and Hancock. Again, third time in a row those two teams have played for the Section 6A girls' championship. Tonight's game is at the Roosevelt Gym at the Otter Fieldhouse in Fergus Falls. It is a 7 o'clock start. 2 years ago, Hancock won this game and won the state Class A title. Last year, Underwood won this matchup, and they finished as consolation champions in Class A. So it should be fun tonight at the Roosevelt Gym. Also tonight at Concordia College in Moorhead, the Section 8-2A championship will be decided as the top seed Perham Yellow Jackets take on number 2 seed Pelican Rapids. That one is a 7 o'clock start at Concordia. Pelican Rapids has had a triple overtime win and a single overtime win over Frazee and Holly, respectively, in their first two games of the playoffs. Perham, of course, has Willow Thiel, one of the standout senior post players in the state. So should be quite a matchup at Concordia tonight with the Yellow Jackets and the Vikings, two Heart of Lakes Conference rivals going at it. Also tonight, the Fergus Falls boys basketball team plays in the Section 8-3A semifinals against top-seeded Alexandria. That one gets underway at 7 o'clock over in Alexandria. The winner moves on to play for the Section 8-3A championship. Well, last night, the Class A competition in boys basketball got underway for several teams in both the Section 6A and then in the Section 8-2A as well. And in 6A, the Henning Hornets are the number one seed in the north half of the section. So they played last night at home against the Frazee Hornets, and Henning picked up a pretty convincing victory, 82-53. And I did catch up with Randy Misogatis, the head coach of the Hornets, to talk about his team and their outstanding win and their great shooting night.
Last night, a good win, Randy. You did what you had to do in the opening round, took care of business on your home floor against a competitive Frazee team. But, man, you shoot the ball 62%. You do that, you're going to have a nice long run here in the postseason.
Yeah, you usually, I tell people all the time, like, if you didn't know the score of the game and you picked out one stat, if you look at shooting percentage, that will probably tell you who won the game. So we knocked our share down last night, and it's always nice to get that game in your home gym. So our guys were pretty comfortable last night.
Kale Misogatis had 40 points last night. That's quite a night. He shot it well. But why is your team so effective with the shooting percentage right now? Is it just shot selection, or are they just that good?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably a combination. I mean, we shoot a lot in practice too, maybe more than a lot of teams do, and I'm not saying it, that's right or wrong, but we try to dedicate at least 30 minutes every day to shooting. So, and we do that during practice, but then at the end of the day, I mean, it really comes down to kids who are willing to do the extra on their own. And, you know, a kid like Kale, I mean, he's in the gym all the time. He was Every weekend he's in the gym and helps that his dad's got the keys. But he is that kind of kid, and he lives and breathes basketball, and the other guys kind of, follow suit. And and then obviously you gotta get good quality shots too, but you gotta have the guys to knock them down.
And how about Tegan Bjerke's night? 14 assists. He had 11 points, so a double-double there. But is this a team, and Tegan leading the way last night, but is this a team that shares the ball well?
Yeah. We always try to talk about, getting the ball to the hot hand or passing up a good shot for a great shot. And, Tegan, probably didn't score as much as he normally does last night, but, he was in the middle of that zone a lot last night and made the extra pass to a lot of guys. And, 14 assists, and I think Jason even told me on the radio broadcast he thought he had Tegan for 10 at halftime. So, guys that are just willing to share it and not be concerned about who scores it, as long as somebody on our team is knocking them down.
Talk about the rest of your guys, a complementary unit here. You've got guys who contribute consistently in a number of different categories. I'm thinking, Logan Kostelecki and Lane Dilley and Noah Umlin, guys like that. They really seem to complement Kale and Tegan really well.
Yeah, and I think those other guys, it starts with Lane Dilley, and he doesn't show up statistically a lot other than rebounding. He almost always leads us in rebounding. He had 9 again last night, and he's 5'8", but just really strong and tough, and not a guy who's going to take a whole bunch of shots, but he had 7 points last night, and just really efficient, 3-for-4 shooting. And so he kind of is our heart and soul defensively, locking things down. And then Noah Umlin and Logan Kostelecki are been telling those guys for a long time, when they play well, we generally play well. They were they both had knocked down 3 shots last night each, and knock down those perimeter threes that kind of open up space for our other guys too. So if we can get everybody buying in, we're pretty efficient and hopefully can be effective down the road.
I've got to think these guys were really influenced by your championship team too, 5 years ago. I mean, when you're in 6th or 7th grade and you're watching your high school team do what your guys did in that season, that had to really get them motivated and excited. I know you honored your team recently for the 5-year anniversary of that title. And you think that had quite an impact on these guys as far as their dedication to the game?
Yeah, I think that's a part of it. You look up to those other guys, and they were all back here last Friday night. And, in fact, a few of them come to practice every now and again. So it's, they're still a big part of it. And, I think of Kale specifically. He was in the locker room with those guys. He was on the bench. He was filling their water bottles. And so he grew up with that. And, that's a big deal to him. And I was just talking to Lane last week too. There's a picture of Lane at the state tournament, in his orange shirt and, just all smiles cheering for the Hornets. So definitely an influence. And, it sort of becomes, hopefully just a positive culture that the next group of kids buys in and tries to follow suit.
Well, you're the top seed in the North, Randy, but there's not going to be an easy game the rest of the way, that is for sure. How about this section competition this year?
Yeah, it's unlike anything I've ever seen. I think, for whatever the rankings are worth, I think there's 5 teams in the top 20 in Section 6A. And the North half specifically, obviously, I think West Central is maybe the favorite overall, the best team, but the North half specifically is ridiculous. I mean, even Frazee being an 8 seed, Battle Lake being a 7 seed, it's just really, really deep. And, the 4 teams that are left, I think, are all so even. I think every game from here on out is kind of a coin flip game. So you have to play well every night, and we know that going into tomorrow's game too.
March Madness, nothing like it, is there, Randy?
No, it's the best time of year in my opinion, and I'm probably a little biased, but it's definitely fun, and the electricity in the gyms this time of year is a little bit different and a little more on the line. So if you can play well, it definitely captures some of that excitement as you move forward.
Randy Misogatis of the Henning Hornets. His team will play Park Christian School at 1 o'clock tomorrow in the quarterfinals in Section 6A at the Hive in Perham. Ada Borup West and Hillcrest will play the other semifinal at 2:45. Ada Borup West knocked off Battle Lake 71-50 last night, and Hillcrest behind 30 from Luke Christensen defeated Rothsay 70-47. West Central area, the number one seed in the South, was a winner over Breckenridge 74-40, and they will now play Border West, the defending section champions, tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Minnewaska Area High School in Glenwood. Border West advanced with a 57-47 win over Hancock last night. Other games in the South half, Belgrade Brutnell Rosa, the number two seed, was a 77-61 winner over Benson. And Brandon Evansville, the three seed, eliminated Ashby 50-42. In Section 8-2A, the Perham Yellow Jackets move on with an 68-50 win over Thief River Falls. Perham now has the task of playing top seed Pelican Rapids tomorrow night at 7 on the Vikings' home floor. Barnesville, the number four seed, was a 74-46 winner over Monaga, and East Grand Forks moves on, the number five seed, beating Crookston 88-52. East Grand and Barnesville play tomorrow night in Barnesville. And in the other half of the bracket, number two seed Park Rapids had a bye. They will host Holly now. Holly won 92-75 over Roseau last night. Landon Bakke had 29 to lead the way for the Nuggets. And number three seed Wadena Deer Creek got a bye in the first round. They will host DGF tomorrow night. Dilworth Glendon Felton won their game against War Road 62-39. Well, the Pemberton Law Firm is one of our sponsors of our podcast. And, of course, they serve you from four convenient locations in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. And you can visit them online at pemlaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. Are you ready for summer fun on the water? Hopefully you are, but if you're not, Lake Area Docks and Lifts is here to help you get ready. They're excited, and they're excited for you. We need to have a good long summer and a long summer with fun on the water, and that's what they're here for. Lake Area Docks and Lifts, serving you from five convenient locations across Lakes Country. Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts. If you haven't seen the video, you need to see it. Talking about Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards matched his season high with 44 points. He made a tie-breaking three-pointer with a minute 11 to go, and then he came up with a spectacular block at the buzzer to give the shorthanded Minnesota Timberwolves a 113-111 victory over the Indiana Pacers on Thursday night. Edwards soared to reject a last-second layup by the Pacers' Aaron Nesmith, hitting his head on the rim as time expired. Rudy Gobert added 18 points and 14 rebounds for the Timberwolves, who played without All-Star Karl Anthony Towns. Minnesota moved into the top spot in the Western Conference, a half game ahead of Oklahoma City. Now, Karl Anthony Towns is going to undergo surgery to repair a torn left meniscus, and he is expected to be back by early in the Western Conference playoffs. Towns will be reevaluated in 4 weeks, but the procedure is expected to give him the opportunity to return sometime in the early part of the postseason. The Timberwolves are fighting for the number one seed in the Western Conference. They hold on to a half-game lead over the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you haven't seen that video of Anthony Edwards blocking that last-second shot, go find it. It's online. It's all over the place. It is an amazing play by an amazing athlete. The Minnesota Gopher women's basketball team lost in the Big Ten tournament last night as number six Michigan defeated the Gophers at Target Center 76-57. And the Minnesota Wild were winners at Arizona. Joel Eriksson-Ek broke a third-period tie with his 29th goal, and Marc-Andre Fleury made 23 saves as the Wild beat Arizona 5-2. They will play at Colorado against the Avalanche tonight. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Have a great weekend. We'll look forward to talking again next week.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.